Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for our wrap-up here this afternoon.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
We've got all the market details coming up when we come back in just a moment. Sharp gains held across the hog complex today based on the firmness of pork values and the expectation of additional long-term support stepping into the market. Live cattle futures held light gains through most of the day with little interest developing. Now, strong gains seen in hog and feeder cattle futures through the at least midday as buyers focused on stepping back into the complex. Light support was hanging around the live cattle complex, but so far, very little long-term support was able to be seen in the market. The corn price is mostly lower today, and the stock market is lower. The Dow Jones is lower, while the NASDAQ is also about 17 points lower here today. The grain futures mostly higher today, though, trying to hold to a little follow-through buying from yesterday's big gains from soybeans after USDA's bullish supply and demand report. Outside markets were also stronger yesterday, but were showing more caution today. Crude oil rallied on Tuesday on idea problems in Canada and Africa. We're hurting production, but a wide range of estimates about today's U.S. stocks report holding back buying here so far today. The wheat prices started off mixed but turned lower as USDA had little but bearish news for the market. The agency kept old crop carryout steady, but its first forecast of 2016 production put the crop at just under 2 million bushels, taking carryout 51 million bushels higher to 1.2029 billion. Now on the corn prices are lower today. Though that advance did slip around mid-morning and didn't turn lower. USDA gave old crop a little boost yesterday, trimming 69 million bushels off its carryout estimate due to better exports triggered by hot, dry weather that hurt second crop safrinha corn in Brazil. Soybeans also lower today as traders digest yesterday's bullish report from USDA. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.